sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm sitting here with Becky Ivins on this beautiful Saturday morning. How are you, Becky?
Well, I'm doing great.
Good.
And it's a good week, but we are hearing a lot of procrastination.
Now, this is a great topic. One of my favorite topics. I'm an expert at this topic.
Procrastinating?
Yes, I think... I think this is going to be right up my alley. I have spent years and years perfecting
the art of procrastination.
And then getting over it.
Okay. Okay.
The key is to get over it.
We thank you for joining us. And the procrastination comes in with the different reasons people have for putting off their move. Putting off the sale of their property, putting off the purchase of a property. Because let's face it, it's a lot of work.
That's what I think. A lot of people just feel the stress level of it, or the, we put off things that are, we feel are going to be stressful.
Well, and they also, sellers and don't know how to fix things, don't know who to call to fix things. Yeah. And so, and they're scared to death it's going to cost more than it usually does. So, that's one of the things that holds people back is repairs to their current property, or probably more like delayed maintenance.
Do you think that's the number one thing people say? I know I hear it all the time of people go, well, I need to fix, and you fill in the blank. We need to put new carpet in or new tile in. And so.
Well, or they need to wait until after the holidays.
Waiting for the event.
That's one we hear a lot. Yeah. Waiting until after graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting until after a wedding. Waiting until after a surgery. I mean, there's a lot. And don't get me wrong. These are sometimes very valid reasons to wait.
Right. There are reasons to wait.
Right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it is simple procrastination. And one of those would be like, if you're waiting for your kids to get out of school, this is not a good year, an example for that. Because
when will that be?
I know, right?
Yeah.
But typically, towards the end of May, kids finish school. And maybe you've got one that is being graduated from high school, and they want to stay put until that happens. And so that's kind of a legit reason. Another one is they may be waiting for a job promotion so that they can qualify for a higher amount of mortgage.
Yeah. And I've heard that, like, especially in this time of period where they're towards the end of the year, or they're waiting on a bonus, waiting on maybe they believe is going to be a promotion coming up in January. And so they kind of feel like, boy, I need to wait until that.
Right. Well, and sometimes in today's climate, then sometimes that's pretty legit to wait, because the seller may get laid off their job. Maybe their company's going to go out of business. Who knows what's going to happen? There's a lot of things you can be fearful of. So fear and uncertainty.
Right.
We had Dr. Mark Charney talk to us about uncertainty.
Right. At our team retreat, team advance. We don't retreat, we advance. But
right.
Dr. Mark Charney talked to us about that, about how to deal with uncertainty. That was just a fantastic time.
Yeah. Well, Mark's been on the radio with me a few times, and he does a good job of talking about a move and things that we can move forward on in just emotionally. And then just physically, sometimes, like if you're about to have knee surgery next week, you do not want to put your house on the market unless you're going to recuperate elsewhere.
Well, it may be the perfect time if you have a place that you can recoup that's away from there.
Right.
And
get your house ready.
Right. You don't have to worry about getting up and around and out in order for the showings. Right. And
when we talk about people procrastinating, one of the things that we do is we talk about it. We dig deeper to find out if it's really procrastination or is it really a deep-seated reason why they need to wait. Because our goal has always been to understand the motivation behind the move. And most people move away from unpleasant stuff rather than moving toward pleasure. So 80% of people actually move away from pain as opposed to moving toward pleasure.
Right.
That doesn't really hold so true in my experience.
How so?
Well, in selling houses, a lot of folks are moving toward pleasure because they're upsizing or they're downsizing.
They're moving to something that fits them.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they would be moving towards something rather than away from something else.
Yeah.
Now, you get those folks that do move away from things.
Right.
And we're going to talk about the motivation behind the move when we return right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Today we're talking about procrastination and reasons to get your house on the market. Becky, tell us some reasons why we're towards the end of the year. A lot of people are going, we'll just wait till next year sometime.
Well, you could do that. You could wait till next year. However, the interest rates might not be the same next year as they are now to purchase your new home. And they're under 3% on a 30-year mortgage right now.
Boy, that is what a lot of us have been watching over. It has stayed low for a long time here.
But you know, when I went into real estate, I had this little green book that had interest rates in it that you could reference, like how much your payment would be on a certain interest rate. And it was 8% to 16%.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a ridiculous interest rate when you think about that, but a lot of folks are still on those higher interest rates, so you really should refinance if you're going to stay put for a number of years. You really should refinance. And if you're not going to stay put, if you're planning to move next year, it might not be worth it. And we can do an analysis of that for you, a side by side, like, well, does it pay to refinance? One time I refinanced, and it paid me back in 11 months.
That quickly?
Yes. In 11 months' time, I was building a new house, starting to build a new house. And I thought, well, I'm going to sell one of these houses. I can't afford to keep both of them for any period of time at all. So what if my house doesn't sell that I'm sitting in now, and I need to sell the new one?
Right.
So I calculated it out. How many months would it take me to pay back the amount of money it cost to originate a mortgage? And the savings over 11 months paid me for that. Just so happens that 11 months later, we moved into the new house. So it was a wash for me.
Yeah.
Didn't cost me anything. Didn't make me any money. It was a safety net.
Yeah.
It made my lender some money, which was great. And it kind of stimulated the economy a little bit, which was awesome. But sometimes it makes sense to refinance, and other times it really does not. And our lenders can help you with that, but we can provide you some basic information as to the cost, the monthly cost, and the overall cost up front.
And the key to that is getting the facts and having the real numbers before you.
You know, I've always been a believer, Mark, that if given correct information, most folks can make really great decisions. But it's hard to make a decision with only a piece of the information or with one piece of information being incorrect.
And this is one of the things we see with the Googling society that we are now, is that we have found some calculator online that gives you just a piece of the information.
And that's just a piece. And when you go get your loan information from a mortgage company, they go off a chart for insurance. They go off something for taxes. Mm-hmm. So often they do not go off county records, which is real easy to calculate. Yeah. I mean, if you're a math person at all, you can calculate taxes. But if you're given information that's incorrect, they'll say, oh, well, I'm going to save $110 a month if I go over here with this, blaster mortgage or whatever it's called. Okay. When in fact, they're just quoting a wrong price for your taxes and your insurance. You're not going to save any money. You just are going to cause yourself a lot of grief. But if you can save money, we can sure put our pencil to it and calculate that for you and help you out.
Right. Getting the right information within that. You know, I had something this last week in one of the closings I had, Becky, that was just a win for a buyer, first time home buyer, and they had an FHA loan, which is assumable, and their rate was 2.36.
They must have had a 15-year mortgage.
Nope. 30-year mortgage.
Wow.
Yeah. It was they hit just the perfect scenario, and it was amazing. But one of the things that we had talked about is when they're ready to sell, and they were talking about probably 5 years is what they're kind of planning on.
Most people plan on moving in 5 years, but most people don't move in 5 years. Most people move in about 8 years nowadays.
Since we're talking about procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
And it is when that interest rate could become a very marketable item for that home.
Well, sometimes, and I've seen this happen in the past, that you can sell the mortgage for more than you can sell the house for.
We haven't been in that market in several years.
Yes, that's true, but it can happen.
Yeah.
Now, nowadays, back in the day, you could assume a mortgage without qualifying for it.
Really?
Someone could just assign the mortgage to you, period. Well, it's not that way now.
Yeah.
So those of you who are thinking, well, I'm not going to take the chance of someone defaulting on my mortgage, you get released from the obligation to pay because the new buyer actually qualifies for the home loan they're assuming, and then they come up with the equity in that. And sometimes I expect we're going to see a really big market for secondary financing for second mortgages to buy equities later.
Really?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, think about it. If you had a $30,000 equity that needs to be paid in cash and someone doesn't have $30,000 equity, but say interest rate is at 6%, but they could assume that 2.5% if they had 30 grand.
Yeah.
Well, they could go borrow you're going to have to put some money down, but you can go borrow the biggest part of that $30,000 on a second mortgage.
Oh.
So that you get to maintain and keep that low mortgage payment.
So your second mortgage rate's going to be at, like in this scenario, 7% or something like that. Or
probably.
But it's going to be at a smaller, be only $30,000.
Right.
Dollars
as
versus,
opposed to the maybe you've got a $200,000 mortgage at 2.5%.
Yeah.
Well, that's worth buying.
Well, and that's where taking advantage of those interest rates now set you up for those options of being able to in the future.
Right. Now, so far as I'm aware of, there are no conventional mortgages that are assumable. So this would be FHA or VA. Now, FHA, you already have 0.85% extra you pay each year for mortgage insurance protection, which is kind of like PMI.
People. Yeah.
Okay. It's just the government version of that. Okay. So it's going to cost you more to get an FHA loan, but more people qualify for that. It requires a lesser interest rate than a conventional mortgage. But VA is assumable, but you give up your VA eligibility if you let a non-veteran assume your mortgage.
I thought they kept that. I thought that if you let it, that you could still keep your veteran qualification if you let somebody else.
If a veteran purchases your home and uses their own qualification.
Oh. But a non-VA can assume a VA loan?
Yes.
Wow.
But the veteran gives up their eligibility to get another VA loan.
Huh.
So, there's a lot of little nuances about this, but
that's what I love about real estate. It really is. It's because there's all these little little nuance that's right. really important to know.
Well, and so get an find yourself an expert that right. does know the answers to most right. of this stuff. And if you they don't know the answer, they certainly should have a, someone to call
right.
who
well,
does that.
You can call Becky at 722-3232.
Well, you can do that.
And if we don't know the answer, we'll track it. We'll track down
of course
the
we
expert.
Will.
Right.
You know, there's reasons to sell right now. And one reason is because homes under about $300,000 mm-hmm. are in very high demand. So the prices are kind of elevated artificially.
Yeah.
Elevated because there's, it's just supply and demand. There's not enough of them. Another reason is because your mortgage rates will be, for your new mortgage, will be lower. And then millennials are flooding the market. Who knew?
I know. It's been a kind of a wave that we've been waiting to come,
know,
and here
right?
they come.
I know.
Welcome, millennials.
Yeah, welcome to the market,
welcome.
Millennials. And, you know, most folks can get a handsome profit on the house that they're in.
Yeah.
So it would be a great time. We're going to continue our conversation when we return.
With Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. If you're joining us late, you're right on time because today we're talking about procrastination. So you showed up just in the nick of time. It's time for our word of the day, and our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. And I guarantee you, they do not procrastinate.
Oh man, they do not.
On, at some time, I'm like, Larry, can you come out and check out this house? Yeah, I'll be out there in 10 minutes. Well, wait a minute, I'm 30 minutes away. So you can call Robbins Roofing at 405-728-3700. That's 728-3700. You can trust Robbins Roofing for a small repair or a full replacement. They will take care of you. They take care of us. So, Becky, our word is procrastination.
Procrastination. Well, that would be the action of which you would think procrastination would not have the word action in its definition. But it's the action of delaying or postponing something. And we all have our areas where we procrastinate. And my procrastination is in my closet.
I felt like we should have had some thump-thump-thump music right
well,
there.
Well, it's not very dramatic. It's actually pretty scary. But I have an enormous closet, bigger than most. And because of that, I really don't have to sort things out. I just keep pushing them back. And putting the new stuff in front. So procrastination is putting off things that need to be done, basically, actions that you need to take. But what we're talking about is sometimes our clients will put off until the interest rate raises. And do you know one of the things that I it kind of brought to my attention was some people procrastinate, especially older people, because they think they only get a one-time exemption on the profit of their capital gain of their home.
Because that used to be the case, right?
That used to be the case. Used to, you could only sell, be exempt from paying capital gain on your profit from a home. Say you bought your home, oh my goodness, say you bought it in 1970 and your home cost $28,000, and then you happen to have bought in a place that is really a very...
It's taken off.
It's taken off recently, and a lot of the more inner, next to the major corridors have taken off, and maybe it would sell for $228,000 now. Well, that's $200,000. You don't want to pay capital gain on $200,000.
So they're sitting there thinking, I've got to pay capital gain $200,000.
And I only get a one-time exemption, so do I want to do it now?
Yeah.
Well, that's a thing of the past. So long as you've lived in your home for 2 years out of the last 5 years, and it meets, there's a few other requirements, but basically, if it's been your home for 2 years out of the last five, then you don't have to pay capital gain.
Well, what a great thing of home ownership.
Well, that's,
we encourage home ownership here.
Builders move a lot.
Really?
Well, because every 2 years they get to not pay profit on it.
So they
on the house that they built.
Yeah.
And people like to buy builders' homes because there's always those little extras that the builder put in for themselves, right? So there's reasons why people will procrastinate and not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays is a big one. And most people will want to wait until after the holidays. And I'm thinking, you know, we could have you moved by the middle of December pretty easily.
And you could be celebrating in your new home.
In your new home.
Yeah.
Right?
How fun would that be to decorate?
Yeah, decorate your new home.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have the physical energy or the mental stamina to make all the decisions, we've got people we partner up with that mm-hmm. can help pack you, help you sort through things, guide you. We guide you with repairs, like what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that they've got to update their whole house before they can move.
Right.
Well, you don't. In fact, if your house hasn't been updated for many years, it's best that you not update anything.
Why is that, Becky?
Well, because it makes everything else. If you have one updated part, say you've got a new hall bathroom, and it's all spiffy. It looks like it came off HGTV. Property Brothers themselves came in and fixed that bathroom, right? Well, it makes the rest of the house look dingy and old.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to get your money back out of all the redo on your house. We just did a big redecoration, remodel type thing at our house.
Yeah. Which it just is lovely.
Well, thank you. I love it.
Especially your kitchen island. Oh, my goodness.
I know. We call it Cozumel because they're basically...
it is as big as an island.
Basically the same size.
It is, yes, fantastic.
But the thing is, I will never get all that money out of that.
It was just enjoyment. It was enjoyment of your home.
It was.
Right. Which is a great... I mean, people always sometimes ask us, you know, what's the best things that we should do to update and upgrade in order to get the most money out of... Well, it depends. Are you upgrading in order to get the most out of it? It's kind of bathrooms and kitchen. You're never going to get 100%, or rarely are you going to get 100% out of it.
Things that you get 100% out of, according to the remodeler's guide that comes out every year, is still outdoor space. If you build a nice big deck,
uh-huh.
or say you put in a fire pit, or put a gazebo or a pergola or something like that to make outdoor enjoyment good. In Oklahoma, we get 100%. Actually, I think the number was 104% of the cost that it cost to put that in.
What about like shrubberies and that kind of thing like that?
Landscape, minimal landscaping, you actually, if it improves the curb appeal of your home,
yeah.
it will get you the money back out. However, elaborate landscaping will never bring you the money back out. You know something, Mark? I listed a house one time, and the people said, we spent $70,000 on the plants in this backyard, the trees and such. And I looked and I thought, did you enjoy them?
Yeah.
And they said, yes, we've really enjoyed these. I said, that's awesome, because you're not going to get your money back out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get some money. It'll make it sell faster because people enjoy those bigger trees,
right?
A more substantial landscape, but you're not going to get all your money back out of it.
Doesn't that really matter of what neighborhood you're in? Like, how much does it match, like, the neighborhood? Like, if everybody in your neighborhood has a pool, there's an expectation, or everybody has a pergola that's there,
their outdoor space.
Yeah, the outdoor space. It's kind of generally, if you overshoot what your neighborhood is around.
Well, a good example of this is my daughter bought a house in Yukon.
Yeah.
And it was, at the time, of course, that's been goodness, 15 years ago. That's time flies. But it was about a $110,000 neighborhood. And it had an in-ground pool that cost $25,000 to install it. But not one other house in that whole neighborhood had a pool.
Okay.
How much did they get for that pool on the appraisal? Zero.
None?
None.
Because I would have guessed 10,000.
No.
I would have guessed I would have guessed 10. If you would have, if it had been a quiz, I would have lost.
Yes, you would have.
Yeah.
We would have marked it wrong. But now she moved to a house.
Uh-huh.
A couple of houses later.
Right.
She moves to a house and it does not have a pool. And the appraisal came in with a negative $30,000 because it did not have a pool.
Because the neighbors or the rest of the neighborhood did.
The immediate neighbors in the neighborhood,
uh-huh.
more than half of the people had a pool. So the pool was standard. And the pools they had were not cheap pools.
Yeah.
These were very, very nice pools. So, I mean, so it kind of depends on stuff like that. So... anyway.
Well, and this is where I know that you come into places, and we go in together and talk about, like, what do they need to do? Do they need to wait? Do they need to fix this? Do they need to fix that? The best thing is have that conversation.
Well, and, you know, I'll tell you one thing you have to do, and that is declutter.
I don't want to.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody wants to. But I will tell you that nobody appreciates that little nest of papers on your kitchen cabinet.
Talk about what we need to not procrastinate.
I mean, get rid of it. Go put it in a pile somewhere else in a pretty little box or something. But you've got to get rid of the clutter and so many things on the wall. One great big canvas stretch picture is so much better than 25 crosses on the wall.
Well, we'll give you a minute to declutter. We'll be right back with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, member of Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. We're talking about procrastination.
The reasons why you would want to buy a house. Can you think of any reason?
That you wanted to not delay in purchasing a house?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked interest rates within this, but one of the parts of that gets into it is just taking advantage of this time frame where, like, especially during this, a lot of people during this Thanksgiving to Christmas time, think about the time you have that you can get in there and be with your family. I mean, into this new experience.
Right. And we're not going to have as many gatherings this year.
Yeah.
Because of the Rona.
The Rona. Yeah.
So we're not going to have as many gatherings. There won't be as many parties to go to. So you really could spend your time getting your house sold and moving in.
Yeah.
When typically you'd just be out partying all time.
And I know, like, there's schools, like I have kids in college that from Thanksgiving to Christmas, they're out. Like, they will not be in class. Everything is going online.
Tell me how this is good news.
We have time. You're just going to have time.
Yeah.
And take advantage of time that you have.
Right. There's a lot of tax advantage to buying a home as opposed to renting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I talked about this earlier this week about it's not all about the house payment. The house payment with interest rates below 3% on a 30-year mortgage, the house payment is going to be cheaper than rent.
Yeah.
However, it's not all about the house payment. It's because it's yours.
Yeah.
You can, if you make an improvement, it's your improvement. You get to do it the way you want to. If you're renting, you're not going to get to paint the kitchen cabinets white if they're dark brown and you don't like them. Right?
Right. Yes. And that's where, you know, I know that you are a big part of helping people understand their finances, and that's been a big part of your heart.
I've taught those Dave Ramsey classes for
Financial Peace University for
15 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of the first steps in that is moving to home ownership.
Yeah. Well, first
getting
you
to the place.
Get out of debt first.
Yes.
Then you move to home ownership.
Yep.
you don't go into home ownership buried up to your eyeballs in debt. Because sometimes it's okay to rent.
Right.
But make a long-term plan.
Yeah.
And let's get it on the books and get a long-term plan.
Yeah.
My gosh, the interest rates are low. And if you are going to stay put, let's get you refinanced. Just call Dean Riddell over at SWBC Mortgage.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be in your home for as much as less than, say, the next 3 or 4 years, maybe you don't need to refinance, but maybe you need to think about moving sooner so that you can accomplish what you need to.
Well, that's the big thing is, like, what do you need to accomplish? And sometimes we put off those things that we know we need to accomplish. Let's see if I can say this right. It's a Tony Robbins saying about procrastination is that is when we procrastinate when the pain of taking action seems larger than the pain of not taking action. It's all about avoiding pain. So we sit and we wait because we think if we take action, it's going to cause a pain to occur, like stress, like we won't have enough finances to do what we need to.
Have you seen my closet? I mean, the thought of the pain of cleaning that out, I could probably get rid of 9 out of 10 things in there. But that's the kind of thing that holds people back.
Yeah.
And not knowing who to call to help. Well, we do have people to help.
Yeah.
I actually have called Clutter Free, and they have
My goodness. Shirley Chapel.
She's cleaned out my garage, and she cleaned out my pantry and organized it. And I highly recommend that company because they really do take the stress out for you.
Now, the rumor is she went into your garage and came out a month later. I can neither confirm nor deny that rumor.
I will deny that. She came out 2 days later. But I now have a nice clean garage, everything, and she even swept it for me.
And if you need help with any of that, you can go to BeckyIvins.com and click on Becky's Favorites or give us a call. And we will help you 722-3232. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. We'll talk to you guys next week.